Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Mind, Your Body, and Spirit Radio Show. This is your host, Shamor Chia Carnicelli-Miner, and my business partner, Tom Kantowski, and I always like to begin our shows by saying thank you to each and every one of you for these many, many years. And we always say that it's hard to believe that all of this wonderful, wonderful mission began in 1989, and we are very grateful for your support through all these years. In fact, when we stop to think about the amount of time, it is quite amazing. So again, we love you all. We thank you so very much for your continued support. And Mind, Your Body, and Spirit is brought to you by our Healthy Referral newspaper, which is our full-size national newspaper dedicated to natural health of mind, body, and spirit. And this show is our resource for many of you across the country and actually international, because we have found a platform such as Blog Talk that has helped us to reach so many more people. And these shows, as most of you know who are listening, they are done live and recorded and archived for 24/7. And I always tell people, if you can't sleep at night, you have something wonderful to tap into. And we do interviews each week. We do have our guest on. I'll bring her in just one moment. We do want to mention that we are very excited. In fact, our guest is going to be present at our expo. We have decided to resume our International Natural Health and Foods Expos. So number 16 is going to be at the Sarasota, Florida Municipal Auditorium, downtown Sarasota, Florida. And as I said, we are very excited. Lots of wonderful things have happened through this, I'd say, a couple months only, and we are well on our way to have a magnificent expo. So our guest today is Sylvia Beljanski, and I'm just going to tell a little bit about her before I bring her in, because I want her to talk about all these. I mean, I was reading her information and I'm thinking, wow, I mean, we meet such a magnificent people through this, let's just say through this mission, because that's absolutely what it is. And Sylvia is quite extraordinary, in my opinion. She's a French lawyer by trade, is a health advocate for, you could probably guess, holistic medicine, public speaker, internationally known author, and entrepreneur. She is the founder and vice president of the Beljanski Foundation, whose mission, by the way, is to research natural approaches to cancer. And she is also the CEO of Mason, I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly, Beljanski, an international dietary supplement company, and has opened under the same name a tea room, oh, I'm anxious to hear about this, store and education-oriented tea house in the heart of New York City. So I'm going to stop right there. I could go on, but I want to bring her in. And Sylvia, are you there?
Hello, and thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. Tom and I are very excited. Of course, you know, he had the opportunity to more so initiate this connection. And whenever I read about you after he, excuse me, now, if you hear any beeps, Sylvia, just ignore them. Sometimes that happens for our connection. So when Tom had connected with you and shared all the information, it was like, well, this is wonderful. And to have you at our expo coming up in September, that's September 23rd and 24th of 2023, we are very excited. So go ahead.
I am the one very excited and delighted to have this opportunity to joining you. I'm very much looking forward to come down to Sarasota in September.
Yes, yes. And what I would love to do right now, Sylvia, is, and I want to say Sylvia, I hope it doesn't come out of Sylvia. I have so many friends that are Sylvia, so I have to work on this. So, Sylvie, can you tell the listeners more about yourself? You know, I shared what I did just as an intro, and I would love for you to elaborate on the different parts of what I shared, plus some of what I did not get to. So, how would you describe yourself?
Well, as you said, and I am sure as the audience knows, as soon as I say hello, I am French. I was educated in France. I became a lawyer, admitted at the bar in Paris, France. And I'm the daughter also of Dr. Mirko Beljanski, who was a biologist, really one of the first biologists to look at the environment as a cause of cancer. He was doing this work, this research, back in the 60s, 70s. Speaking of the environment was not at all fashionable at the time. So he was pretty much scolded for this work. But that led him to discover a number of natural plant extracts that are able to fight cancer, fight cancer cells, many different kinds of lines of cancer cells, without toxicity and without side effects. So my father, being a scientist, he published, he left actually 133 peer-reviewed papers, got the interest of a number of French doctors at the time, and everything was going very well until the day where a former president of the French Republic, François Mitterrand, was diagnosed with advanced prostate cancer. And they, of course, the French White House got a surgeon to come in who looked at the president and said that the cancer had spread everywhere, that the president would not be able to finish his second term, and that it was time to prepare the country for early elections. But because it's a French story, president had a mistress. And the mistress knew one of those doctors who was actually pretty successful treating prostate cancer, prostate issues, with my father's products. And Mitterrand started to take the products, and as we know, he was able to defeat the Stark diagnosis and to finish his second term. And that was very good for the president, but infuriated a number of government officials who were ready to seize power, and also the pharmaceutical companies, because some natural little compounds were doing much better than anticipated. So what happened was exactly 9 months after Mitterrand finally passed away, they sent a SWAT team at my father's laboratory, and they destroyed everything. And my mother and I would believe that they also radiated my father, because he started an acute myeloid leukemia 2 months after the raid. Mm-hmm. And they assessed everything, and there was no more product for my father to treat himself.
Oh,
okay. So at was the time, I am a lawyer. I've been hired by a New York law firm, very prestigious. I'm so happy to be there. And I learned over the phone that both of my parents have been arrested, and that there is a laundry list of things that indicted for a laundry list of stuff, and I start to look into the organizer defense team, and I get access to the legal file, and I see an order to destroy every evidence that the products were working.
Uh-huh. Yes.
And I still get chills, you know, almost 30 years later. I still get chills when I speak about that story. Because as a lawyer, I mean, the first thing you learn when you go to law school is that evidence are really what you need to protect and to bring to the court. I mean, this. And I realized that was not at all about justice. It was about destroying a man and his work. And then I said, well, what is really the work about? Why is it so important to destroy those evidence? And I had no background, you know, in integrative medicine. I grew up thinking, oh, this is not for me. This is really for my parents, but I don't want to get involved into that. But when I saw this order, I said, I have to do something about it. I cannot allow that to disappear. So being in New York, I started this 501c3 called the Beljanski Foundation. And the goal of the foundation, as you said, is to research natural compounds to fight cancer and other degenerative diseases. And because I am not a scientist and I do not have access to a lab, I said, well, the one way to go is to create partnerships with laboratories. And we started to work with Columbia University, with Kansas University Medical Center, to fund the goal. What we are doing is funding research programs with natural compounds to study how those compounds are faring to fight prostate cancer, ovarian cancer, pancreatic cancer, and we get everything published and everything is available for all to see on the website of the foundation, which is beljanski.org, B-E-L-J-A-N-S-K-I.org. So the idea is to start, you know, allow people to get information and then empower them to get the opportunity to go with a publication, a scientific publication from Columbia University, for example, and go see their doctor and say, well, doctor, why shouldn't I take this? What would be the reason? What? Tell me, where is the science for not adding natural substances to my regimen?
Well, you know, Sylvie, I'm listening to all of this, and I believe that you know that over all these years that Tom and I have had this mission, we have, as you have learned a lot about the medical profession, and believe me, we are not against anything. What we are for is for truth. And the way that the Creator made us, whatever that Creator is for people, you know, whatever their belief system is, we are made to be able to heal in a natural way, not to be filled with chemicals and radiation and all this stuff, which, as we know, are not healers. They are not healers. And so we have found ourselves through these 30-some years in the middle of a lot of information. And when you share what you do, like you have, it brings up for me, and Tom, of course, as well, how much work still needs done in order to help people wake up, because they have been so programmed for a very long time. And that programming has gone so deep with many people that they have forgotten, if they ever did remember or know, they have forgotten what they really are, what their bodies are capable of doing, and their minds and their spirits. And so when we hear stories like this, first of all, we just want to say, you know, thank you for being awake enough and taking action on what you felt in your knowing and in your heart was the thing to do. There could be many, 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 many more people alive today. I'm sure you know many. Tom and I certainly know a lot. We are connected with amazing information that comes to us because of what we do. So I just want you to know that we appreciate what you're doing very much. We know that sometimes it can be really difficult to stand up and speak the truth, and not just speak it, but to take action.
So, indeed. Thank you so much for, you know, giving me a platform and the opportunity to tell the story and to inform people about what the foundation is doing. Because it's one thing to do great things, you know, but if nobody knows about it, it's a little bit moot. So I do really, really appreciate the opportunity here to speak about what we are doing. I would like also to say that you were speaking very accurately about the way the things are perceived, which is sometimes a little bit black and white. And one of the drama of everything natural is that they are often perceived as not seriously researched. On one hand, people are putting the pharmaceuticals and the science, and on the other, everything natural, goodwill, and hope for the best, basically. It doesn't have to be that way. Actually, pharmaceutical companies are not investing in researching natural products because most of the time they cannot patent natural compounds, so that they cannot make money out of natural compounds. But it's all about money. It doesn't mean that once researched, those natural compounds do not provide a wealth of positive information that can make a huge difference with our health. It's just that they are not properly researched. And that's why something like the Beljanski Foundation can make all of a difference, because we are just doing that, investing in research, natural compounds that cannot be patented, but are extremely useful.
Right. Well, Sylvia, you know that the cures for cancer, the cures for many things, not just for cancer, have been formulated, have been found, have been put into motion many times in the years prior. And the same things have happened to many. I mean, we, again, being 30 years plus, we could name you names, you know, of people who became very good friends of ours, who were in these fields that we are speaking of, and who went through such turmoil. Why? Just because they were following the natural way and doing the research that actually proved that the natural way was and is a healing way to go. And we know that it's money, and we know that there are powers in the world that are doing what they're doing because they want the power and they want the money, and there's also other reasons for what's going on in our world. And I really, I'm not talking about religion, I'm talking about from a spiritual standpoint. You know, we are at a time where if good and evil ever existed and is showing itself, it is now. So we are at a time where it is essential absolutely essential that the awakening continues to happen and people realize that it's very simple to be healthy. But you do have to have the information. You have to have the truth. It's very hard for people, as you know, to make the right decision for themselves and their families when they have been fed all kinds of misinformation.
Indeed, indeed. But that's why, it is so important to offer conferences like yours in Sarasota, like the one that we are going to host in Jacksonville, Florida, also in October, because that's where people can go and get actually a lot of information and education.
Yes, absolutely. And if you ever want to make some further connections, there are some wonderful people. Well, there are many, but there are two individuals who I've had the opportunity to connect with and actually went to their Truth About Cancer in Nashville, Tennessee, a couple years ago. And perhaps you know of them. Are you familiar with Ty and Charlene Bollinger?
Yes, absolutely. I attended one of their conferences some while ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And so, again, you know, one of many, many examples that are happening now to help people realize the truth and how simple with the right information that they can heal. And we're not talking about just cancer. We're talking about a pretty broad spectrum of things that can go wrong with our bodies and our spirits and everything. So it's we're living in a very a time of a lot of opportunity, let's put it that way. And I say it that way because it's true. Most often in life, certain things have to come to a place of such chaos that the truth is inevitable. It is something that will show its face and will continue to prevail. So we always love the statement that truth always prevails. So, and I'd love for you to touch on your book. I want to make sure that we touch on a few of these things that we have not talked about. So can you tell a little bit about your book?
Yeah, sure. Thank you. Well, my book, Winning the War on Cancer, The Epic Journey Towards a Natural Cure, tells the story of, as I told you, about my father, his research, the almost complete destruction of this knowledge by the French government, and how I decided to start all over again this adventure, why I pledged to continue here in the States. And I am sharing along as pages of the book what I learned, why I learned, that was really an important fight, and everything I learned about those compounds, everything I learned about what they can do, how to use them, and how to integrate them into a lifestyle. I'm sharing all that in my book.
Wonderful.
Winning the War on Cancer, The Epic Journey Towards a Natural Cure, it's published by Morgan James. And it has actually, I'm very very humbled because it's received a lot of prizes. Even this year, it received an award from Los Angeles for prevention of cancer. So I'm very, very pleased with how the book has been received, actually.
Well, I'm very anxious to get a copy of that and plan to. I'm not sure if we have gone ahead and gotten a couple copies yet or not, but if we haven't, we certainly will. And What I also want to make sure.
I will make sure that you receive the ebook because there is an ebook and an audio book available.
Oh, okay. Wonderful. Wonderful. And also, let's make sure that people have the website. I can give it, but if you would like me to, or you can go ahead, and also a phone number. Go ahead.
So for the Beljanski Foundation, it is beljanski.org, BELJANSKI.org. You will find there all the information about the foundation, the new research programs that we are funding, the conference that we are going to host in Jacksonville in October. The proceeds of the conference will help fund a research program on breast cancer stem cells. Cancer stem cells are those cells which resist chemotherapy, so it's very, very important to destroy them in other ways. Otherwise, cancer may come back. So it's really important to learn about them. We have seen already, the research has already shown that there are some natural compounds able to fight ovarian and pancreatic cancer stem cells. We would like to test that on breast cancer stem cells.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, like we said, there are many ways to become healthy, and taking the natural route is just that. It is more of the natural way to go and the way that we're meant to heal. And I know that you shared the site and all of that, but I'm going to go ahead and also give that information. You have such a wonderful French accent, and I'm going to just kind of spell these out for the listeners. So again, listeners, it is referred to as the Beljanski Foundation. That's B-E-L. You know, when I'm looking at this, I'm sorry. There's a beep, and hopefully no one's hearing that. Just kind of ignore it. Sometimes it happens on my end, and it's not happening anywhere else, so I apologize if you're hearing it. So the Beljanski Foundation, and also the phone number is 646-808-5583. Again, the telephone number is 646-808-5583, and it is www.beljanski, B-E-L-J-A-N-S, as in Sam, K-I.org. And also the other site that we have here in front of me, it says www.winningthewaroncancer.com. So I think that covers most of where they can go, correct, Sylvie?
Yes, and there is also maisonbeljanski.com, which is the tea room and the place where people can buy dietary supplements. We have a lot of natural, high-quality supplements that help support detoxification. We have also great skincare, all natural, in glass jars, no plastic, all plenty of good natural stuff.
Wonderful. And, you know, I have only been to the New York area a couple times, and it's been a very long time. What had you choose that location? I'm just curious.
Well, I was hired in a New York law firm, by a New York law firm in the 90s. That's how I came to the States. So that's where I was when it all started, and I started from almost my kitchen. So,
you know, there are so many wonderful stories like that, people starting in their kitchens. That's like Tom and I actually started this mission in the upstairs tiny room that I had in my house, that was supposed to be used like for a little bedroom, but we turned it into an office, and, you know, everything just started from there. So it's always wonderful to hear the stories of how people began and why they began what they're doing. And we, again, want to say thank you so very much for the opportunity of having you at our 16th International Natural Health and Foods Expo, September 23rd and 24th of 2023 in Sarasota. And I know that you're the one in October. We should make sure we check that out, too. That sounds like that's going to be a great one. So that's wonderful that you're going to be doing that. I have some friends up in, you said Jacksonville, correct?
Correct. Correct. In October,
right.
October 2015.
Right. We I have several friends up that way. I'll have to make sure that they know about it. And Sylvie, again, thank you so much for the time and your commitment to what you're doing. And it is interesting, Sylvie, that I actually know several people who are attorneys or lawyers and who are very involved with the natural health arena. So I find that kind of fascinating. Why do you think that is?
Maybe the ability to see very clearly what is happening about suppression of speech, suppression of
yes.
research, and how things are two-sided.
Yes. Yes, yes. I just wanted to ask you. I mean, I could always say a lot of things, but I like to hear what our guests say about certain topics and so forth. So, well, you have an absolutely wonderful, wonderful weekend, and look forward to talking to you again real soon and in seeing you in September. I know that sounds like a long way off, but we all know it's not. the way that time flies, that's going to go by very quickly, including your time in October. So have a wonderful weekend. Thank you so very much for allowing us to do the interview with you. And we will be getting you the finished recorded piece that you can actually use in any way that you would like.
Thank you so very much, Marcia. Thank you, and thank you to you, and thank you to Tom also, and I look very much forward to meeting you in person in Sarasota in September.
Thank you so much, dear. You have a wonderful day, and I'll talk to you real soon. Thank you so much.
Okay,
and listeners, thank you for tuning in to Mind, Your Body, and Spirit Radio Show. It is always a joy to share this kind of very valuable and vital information for people. There is a lot of this going on right now, and it's a true blessing because things are, the way that I sometimes say it, things are exploding. This kind of information, as we know, when there is truth that needs to be heard and needs to be told, it's going to find a way to make its way out. And this is what we have been saying for all these years. In fact, I'll kind of end with this. When Tom, my business partner, and I met back in actually 1986, and then by 1989, things were well underway with our newspaper, radio show, expos, et cetera. And I said back then to him, I felt intuitively that there was something down the road that was going to be really huge. And when all of this started a little over 3 years ago now, and we know what we're talking about, when all this started, I went, oh my God, this is it. This is what I had a premonition and intuitiveness about. So it was almost like it wasn't a surprise. There was a knowing already that all the things that were given to us and many of you out there through these years, there was a definite reason for it. So remember to express what you know to be true. People have to be able to hear and see information. We're talking about just making it available to people. It's not about pushing information on people or anything like that. People are only going to hear you know, what they feel that they can take in. And then you have to leave it be and hope that they make the wisest choices. So on that note, Mind Your Body and Spirit radio show can be contacted at 216-533-2273. Again, 216-533-2273. And our direct website, by the way, which you can go and keep updated on the 16th International Natural Health and Foods Expo in Sarasota in September, is www.healthyreferral, and that is referral.com. That's healthyreferral.com. And you'll be able to click on the expo information and stay updated through these next months. It's coming together wonderfully. We're very excited and sending lots of blessings to everybody. And be sure to just get in touch with us. You can email us through our website. You'll see the email there. And again, we always love to hear from you in person over the phone. So you can call at 216-533-2273. And thanks so much again to Sylvia Biljanski, or I'm sorry, Sylvie. I've got to still work on that. And go to the website, because you can get to our radio interviews through that. And you'll be able to hear her interview over and over and over again and share it. That's the key. Share the links so that other people can learn and hear. Lots of blessings, and we'll see you next week.